so happy. I'd like to see if Mary, if you're on the line, if you can join me. This is Mary from Utah, and Mary Hyder is one of my dear patients, and her daughter has been a patient too. But Mary, if you're on the call, if you'll hit *6, that'll bring you on the call live.
Can you hear
see
me
if
now?
We can get Mary. I can. Hi, Mary. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. I'm doing fantastic. Well, thanks for joining me. And so I guess you got to hear Ginger's story. And so what I'd like to do is just, if you could kind of share with us kind of where you were before we met, just some of the things that you were experiencing before we started working together.
You bet. By the way, she was very articulate and said it very clearly, because people who are phoning in to listen are people who understand physical pain and absolute fatigue and in many cases, despair, because we have been to so many doctors, but I've had, I've been a hardcore insomniac for years, and I've been on thyroid supplements from the doctor for 30 plus years, and I couldn't, about 18 years ago, I just started putting on weight, and one doctor would raise the thyroid, and I wasn't feeling well, so I'd see someone else. Oh no, you got to lower it. Everything just seemed to be falling apart. And about 4 years ago, it became really extreme to the point where I lost interest in everything. I play several musical instruments, and I listen to a lot of lectures on various topics. And I'm an artist. And I could not do any of those things anymore. And I dragged myself to work and come home and lay on the floor in the family room. My husband would bring me dinner, and when I had enough energy, I'd crawl into bed. And then the next morning, start that over again. And I didn't quit my job because it forced me to get out of bed in the morning. I knew that there were clients and my boss counting on me, so I would force myself. And there were days when I didn't have the mental energy to force, or there was just too much pain involved, and I would have to call in and not go to work. about 3 years ago, my daughter was having problems. She lives in Birmingham, and so I did some research, and I found you, and I called her and said, please, please go see Dr. Murphy. And so she did, and she started telling me how she was improving and that things were going better for her. And as things were getting better for her, they were getting worse for me. And finally, about a year ago, she called and said, will you please, please call Dr. Murphy and talk to him? So I bought your book. I read your book, and I found that many of the things you discuss in the book, I had found bits and pieces of on my journey of trying to figure out what was wrong with me since the doctors couldn't tell me. But it was the shotgun approach where I would try something and I'd feel a slight improvement, but it wouldn't carry me through. So I would stop that and try something else. And then so when reading your book, I thought, oh, you have to do it all. And Dr. Murphy knows how to do it all. So then I submitted my background and we made a conversation and you asked me a lot of questions and I realized that you were, number one, listening carefully to what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you cared about the outcome and that one of the things that was very encouraging to me is you said, in a month, you will start feeling better. Well, I couldn't even see that. I mean, you know what I mean? I just decided to believe you.
Right.
And in 6 months, you will be much better. And and that, along with my daughter's encouragement, I thought, okay, I've tried everything else. I either have to try this as my last-ditch effort, and if this doesn't work, then I'm done trying.
Yeah.
And I'm done trying, but not because it didn't work.
yeah.
I mean, I don't have to keep searching because what you've done has worked. I feel like I have my life back. I'm back to practicing a couple of my instruments, not all of them yet, because I'm still in progress, okay?
Right.
But you have facilitated my body's ability to get better that I could not have done on my own.
Yeah, well, you've worked really hard, yeah. Well, tell me, when we first started working together, your energy was incredibly low. So I have a scale system that is from 1 to 5 as far as energy, 5 being the best and obviously 1 being the worst, and you were a 1. So you were just really, really run down. Tell me about how low your energy was when we first started.
I didn't do anything. I could drag myself. I have a job where I sit, and so I could drag myself to work, but after that, I would, like I said, I'd come home and lay on the floor until I could go to bed. I didn't have any social activities. I didn't even go to church anymore because on Sundays I was sleeping trying to catch up to be able to go back to work on Monday. I didn't visit with my friends. That's another thing that we don't talk about with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. It's a very isolating condition because you don't have the wherewithal anymore to be social and to do activities with your family or your friends or even to go walk through the mall and be out in public. You just can't do it. So it's a very isolating condition, and then your spouse ends up being isolated as well because he doesn't want to go do things without you, you know?
Right. So, and tell me about your pain, because your pain, you had pain, it was all over. I mean, pain was everywhere.
Right.
And so tell me a little bit about your pain, because I've got a funny little story to share about that.
Okay. There were some days that the only thing on my body that didn't hurt were my eyeballs. Everything else, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, legs, hips, even the bottoms of my feet would hurt. And as long as I could bear it, then I would get up and do, you know, go to work. But like I said, there were some days the pain was so severe I couldn't get out of bed. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I remember we were working together, and I've reviewed your chart today, looking back through just our journey together, and you were doing better. We were, you know, we got you sleeping, doing, you're doing better, and then we got you on the anti-inflammatory diet. Everything was doing better, energy was getting better, and then it took 2.5 months. You told me you were in tears because this was the first time and you could ever remember that you had a day with no pain.
Yeah.
And that was a day that you told me you remember that day, and you shared that with me, and I knew that it was just a matter of time to where we get you to where pain, and then it went to where you tell me you really don't even think about it very much now. So, but I knew at that point, 2.5 months in, that we were on a downward slope now. We were ready. We were ready. We were home free now. We were in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I still feel like we've been working together for, I think, 8 months. I feel like I'm still a work in progress. You know what I mean? I feel like I've got myself back. I've got my brain back, which is a huge thing for me. I at our last appointment, I told you I'm walking, going for a walk every day and cycling every day.
Right. Love it.
And I'm listening to lectures again. I've got my art materials out. I've been going back to my harp lessons. I'm starting to live my life again. Last week, I went to Orlando to visit my 2 little granddaughters. They're 2 and 3. And I was able to walk through Disney World with them. I lasted longer than they did.
That's great. I love it. Yeah, that's great. And tell me about the diet, because one of the things you wanted to do, now your thyroid, not to step on anybody's toes, but your thyroid had really been mismanaged. You kind of shared that earlier. And so when we started working together, one of the first things we had to do was we had to kind of plow through all that and fix what was going on with your thyroid, and that made a huge difference. But over the years, because your metabolism was so low, you'd gained quite a bit of weight that you were uncomfortable with.
Right. I'd gained about 70 pounds over the last, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then some. So, yeah. And I had tried diet programs, and it was so frustrating to go week after week eating their program and not losing anything. And I finally gave up and thought, well, maybe I'm just going to be huge the rest of my life. But you got my thyroid worked around so that it's actually, I'm doing well. My metabolism is boosted. You put me on the anti-inflammatory diet. I lost 50 pounds, 55 pounds, and I'm still losing. So I am
fantastic.
Really excited.
I'm
excited
for you.
I don't miss the foods that I love. I don't miss those because I feel so good. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, I know this sounds crazy, but I was a popcorn addict, okay? I love popcorn. I've always loved popcorn, and I don't eat that anymore, and I'm totally fine not eating it because I feel so good.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have a misconception. They think that unless they've read the book or they've really spent some time on the website, they have this idea that they're just going to take a handful of supplements, if that's what I'm recommending, and then that's going to do the trick. And what they don't realize is this is a lot of work. And if you're not willing to put the work in, you're not going to get better. So as hard as I'm working on my end, I guarantee you my patients are working hard on their end. But it's worth it. It's worth it.
It is so worth it. And it's and it's your guidance that makes it. Like I said, it's not like I hadn't been doing research and trying to figure out, you know, and you had to address the adrenal fatigue and the thyroid and the insomnia. And frankly, the stress level. I had been living under unrelenting, intense stress for a number of years. And I've even learned how to handle that better by following the program and being able to focus on myself. Following the program.
Well, and so your daughter just ran another. She ran another marathon. So I'm so proud of Laura.
Yeah.
So she's done.
Yes.
She's done great. I'm so proud of her. She's really done. I'm really just happy she's doing so well. Well, so what is there anything you'd like to share with those folks who may be listening tonight or maybe listening to a replay that? Number one, just kind of doubt that this works, and then number two, that you can ever feel good again.
That's exactly where I was before I called you 8 months ago. I didn't think I could ever feel good again. I didn't think I would ever feel like myself again. I didn't feel like I'd ever get my brain back. And like I said, I thought if this doesn't work, I can't try anything else. And now I don't have to try anything else because this works.
Yeah, great.
And I would encourage people to, like you said, take a leap of faith and make the phone call and talk to Dr. Murphy, and he will listen and he will understand and he cares. So that's what I would say. And he helps you every step of the way. Okay, that's in the third person, I know, but I wanted to talk directly to people to let them know that you're there for them and you will help them figure out exactly what their particular needs are and how to make the right changes for their body so they can feel healthy again.
Well, Mary, both you and your daughter are two delightful people, and I'm so glad that I've gotten to know both of you, and I just look forward to both of you continuing to get better and better and better, and it just makes me so happy to hear your story, and I know how well she's done, and it makes it all worthwhile. I really, really appreciate you joining me tonight and sharing your story.
Well, thank you to you and to your gentle staff. They are just gentle people, and I love it, and I appreciate all of your help and support. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night. I look forward to talking to you soon.